How is your soul? This was a question that was asked of a doctor friend of mine as she was going through this real conversion in her life. And of course, in the midst of this, she had all sorts of questions coming up. So she reached out to a priest, and when she met with him, he met her with a smile and asked her, "How is your soul?" Today is Gaudete Sunday, which Gaudete, that word means rejoice. Because joy, where joy resides in the human person, is within the soul. Joy is a spiritual thing because it's the presence of Christ. That joy is something that's deeper than happiness, just as happiness is deeper than pleasure. Pleasure is experienced in the body. Happiness is experienced in the feelings within the mind. Joy is experienced deeper. It's experienced within the soul. This year we've had to pay close attention to your health in a whole new way. So your physical health, how you're feeling. Do you have a temperature? To be attentive to your body. Attentive, do you have any symptoms of anything? And so it's caring for your physical health. In the midst of that, you've had to pay close attention to you and your loved ones of caring for their psychological health too. If you've been in quarantine for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, how are you holding up? It's asking essentially, how is your mental health? To be attentive to the mind. Be attentive in your emotions. What's going on within there? Are things healthy? But then caring for the whole person is caring for your spiritual health. How is your soul? How is the health of your soul? Is joy alive there? Joy is sort of, it's the Christmas word, right? You see it on all sorts of Christmas decorations, Christmas cards, all in cap letters, joy. Joy is synonymous with Christmas because joy is something that is born. Joy is the good news that the angels announced, the tidings of great joy that they announced on that Christmas Eve. The Mary's Magnificat, that is our response today. She says, "My soul rejoices in my God." The reason that Mary rejoices is because there's something, someone that's alive within her. She sings her Magnificat. This is when she's visiting Elizabeth, fully pregnant. But there's something within her that's alive. There's a life within her. And this is the good news. This is the gospel that the angels announce with great joy. That you and I, joy is not something, oh, I wish I had joy. Joy to the Christian is something that is alive within you. It's the life of Christ that you had received in baptism. That there is a light within you that can never be fully extinguished. There's a life within you. But the question, if we're concerned about our holistic health, is how is your soul? Is that light that's within you, is it growing? Is that life within you able to grow? Or is it something that's barely flickering? Paul, we hear him writing to the Thessalonians today. He's writing to a community that's just gone through a big persecution, and they've held on to the faith. They were a brand new Christian community. And what the persecutors wanted to do is this brand new Christian community who had this new life within them, they wanted to crush their spirits. They wanted to snuff out that life within them. But Paul, in his writings to them, encourages them time and again to be resilient in their joy. He tells them, he commands them, rejoice always, he says. He tells them to rejoice, and you can only say this to Christians because you're telling them to do something which is already within them. He's telling them to rejoice because that is how this life within them is protected, but it's also how it grows as well. Today is Gaudete Sunday. We wear rose vestments. We only wear rose vestments two times in the whole year. And the church has us do it right in the middle of Advent and right in the middle of Lent. These are the two big penitential seasons in the church. And right in the middle of the church has to remind us to rejoice. To rejoice that it's not, I'll rejoice if, dot, dot, dot. But instead, we're told to rejoice always. Because there's a life within you. There's a light within you. And even if everything else in your life, even if your physical health is falling apart, even if you find that you're alone and your emotions are all over the place, and there's a great sadness, we're told to rejoice, which doesn't mean just walking around with a huge smile on our face all the time and being bubbly. It's something deeper than that. To smile is good, but joy is much deeper than that. It's to remember, in my God is the joy of my soul. Horatio Spafford is probably a name that hardly anybody remembers anymore. But if you were living in Chicago in the late 1800s, you may have heard of him. He was one of the great lawyers of Chicago at the time, and he invested in real estate as well. He owned a lot of the real estate right along Lake Michigan. But as much as he had value to his name, he valued his family. He had five kids and a wife he loved, and he had a solid faith. He was a man of immense blessings. But over the course of 4 years, his life had one tragedy after another that kept hitting him. The first was his son. His only son died of scarlet fever in 1970. The following year, you know, the Great Fire of Chicago, right? It burned down all of his investments. All of his real estate areas were burned by that fire. In the midst of this, and still mourning the loss of their son, he wanted to take his family on a vacation to visit relatives in England. And so they booked a trip there. And as it was getting close, he had something with his work that came up. He could not get away, but he told his wife to go with the daughters ahead of him, and he would come on the next ship and join them there. The ship that he and his wife and daughters were on, it got in an accident and it sank. And days later, he received a telegram, and it was from his wife, beginning just with those two words, saved alone. That the daughters had all passed. And so with a heart heavy, heavy, heavy with grief, he boarded his ship to go over to his wife where she was at in England. And as they were passing on the sea, and when they got to the point in the ocean where this other ship had sank, the captain had pointed this out and asked those on board to say a prayer. And Horatio, heavy with grief and sorrow, picked up a pen and put onto paper one of the great hymns. It's entitled, It Is Well With My Soul. It's a hymn in which, in the midst of immense heaviness of heart and sorrow in all areas of his life, he writes in praise and in rejoicing to God. He writes of the peace within his soul because of Christ being there. Just the first line, he writes, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, the Lord has taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Imagine losing everything in your life, all those things you love and hold most dearly, and to be able to turn to God and to rejoice still in him. Is this a man who is just in denial or losing his mind? Or is there something deeper? Is there something deeper within him? A strength, a light, a resilient joy of faith. Everyone, how is your soul? Is joy alive within it? Is life and light within you? Is it growing? Is your soul ready to welcome him anew, the Christ child, when he comes?